Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday. We haven't heard from anyone yet whether or not it's good or happy, but let's just, you can be good and I'll be happy.
Okay.
Well, we're two of the seven dwarfs. And today, to be honest, I'm also sleepy. What are you also today of all the dwarfs?
I don't know.
Bashful? That's always the one that everyone forgets. Can we remember them?
No. I don't think so. Sleepy, grumpy.
Yes, that's right.
Bashful.
I've
got my phone right next to me.
I feel like there should be like one called like lazy or something, but I don't know. There's one that's always not doing the work. Oh, that's sleepy. Sleepy. Well, who else is there? It's been a long time since I've read any Seven Dwarfy things.
Dopey?
Doc. Is Doc one?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Dopey, sleepy, pokey, happy. Proddy. No?
Sneezy.
Sleepy,
happy, grumpy, dopey, bashful.
Oh my gosh. Doc. I am actually a full combination of all seven today. I'm sneezy because I've run out of antihistamines. I'm Doc. I've literally just walked in from the doctor's getting my flu shot. I'm sleepy because I haven't slept in 36 hours. I'm not bashful.
Are you happy?
I'm happy.
Oh, are you dopey? Yes, because I'm of lack of dopey. Sleep.
Yep.
And you're a bit grumpy?
Yeah, no, not yet. That'll come. That'll be the 3 p.m. iteration of Amy as a Seven Dwarfs. Anyway, I don't even know how we got there.
Because I said good and happy.
Oh, that's right.
And you turned that into the Seven
Of course
Dwarfs.
I did. Of course I did. We forgot yesterday to tell you our exciting news. So we thought we'd start the podcast today with our exciting news. Kirsty, take it away. That's a drum roll.
Yeah.
It sounded like an ambulance having a fit.
We have reached 100,000 downloads in a month.
In the last 30 days. 30 days!
Which is almost a record for us.
I think it would be a record to get 100,000 listens in 30 days. Surely.
I think we got it just around the sunrise, when we appeared on Sunrise as well.
Ah, maybe. I wonder how many that brings us up to altogether. Be 1.5 million, do you reckon?
Yes, I think it is.
Oh, that's so cool.
We've stopped keeping track of I think we're just waiting for the 2 million to crack now. Yeah. But 100 in a month was very exciting for us.
Yeah.
Thanks to ISO episodes and thanks to you for listening to us. So thank you.
Yes. So some of you have told us that you've discovered us only recently and been binging on us. For that, we apologize because I listened to two episodes back to back the other day because I was editing and I just wanted to like cut my own ears off. Listen to yourself for a long period of time in replay is not an enjoyable experience.
Yes, and that's why I don't listen to our podcast anymore.
Yeah,
I did that for months on end.
Yes. I can listen to anyone else's podcast for hours and hours and hours and hours, but my own, I'm like, would that woman just stop? Then I become grumpy.
Yes. Well, now you know how I feel.
I do. So okay. that's our exciting news. But today we're going to follow up on the conversation that Kirst began yesterday. I just kind of loved when you said making – you can perhaps explain it a bit further, but we were talking about what you need and whether you need to make a decision based on finances, based on time, or based on the need for creativity. So tell us what you were meaning by that.
Yeah, we really should have just
thought further since then.
We really should have just kept recording, but yesterday we were running out of time, and so we didn't keep recording. So it was yesterday. It was in regards to Lego and what deciding whether or not to sell things, sell your Lego. I think though that you were like uber excited because you could see how it could be applied to anything and how we should be making decisions around our stuff and whether we should let it go or sell it, and that every home is unique and we need to make decisions based on our own unique situations, not on what Mr. Jones or Mrs. Jones is doing on Instagram today.
I think the thing that I really liked with what you said is there seemed to be a real ebb and flow and capacity to change for each person in the decision making. So for instance, say you had a whole lot of exercise equipment that you wanted to sell because you needed to turn the space the way that was being kept previously into a home office. You're like, I'm going to get rid of the exercise equipment. Previously, you might have thought, do you know what? I am just going to give it away because I don't have the time to list it and sell it. And now you have the time. Or previously you might have said, actually, I really need the money. And now you're like, I don't need the money. I'm not going out. I've just saved $200 this week on petrol alone. I just think it's a great little filter to go, what do I need right now? Do I need to think about finances, time, or creativity, and maybe even health and safety in that as well?
Yeah, I think there's lots that we could add to that. Like matrix, like that there is a few more things that we could add in.
But like what? Like what? Tell me.
Oh, like health and safety, like productivity, like I think it depends on what decision it is that you're making and why you're making it.
So some of the decisions I was thinking about yesterday where I started to go and you're like, stop, this is a whole episode, let's do it tomorrow, was around food. And depending on when in the day it is, for example, we've just had our flu shots, as I said, and a little tradition for us is after you've had your flu shots, we get like something special for lunch. So we went and got Japanese for lunch. Now, if I was being financially conscious, I possibly would have come home and made Japanese. If I was being time conscious, which I was, it was more important to go and get someone else to make it and then me pay them for it. If I was being like creative and I wanted an activity for the family, we could have gone, gotten the ingredients and come home and all cooked it together. And so it all has the same outcome, but it has different priorities in order to achieve that outcome.
Yes. And that's why I think like coming back to this season, some people have lost their jobs and are very concerned about money at the moment. And so selling things is a priority and it's okay that it doesn't sell quickly or that you have a holding zone for your resale items.
Yeah.
Whereas in another season, you may not be so concerned about finances, but you're more concerned like about getting things cleared out of your home quickly. So then you wouldn't sell it. You would potentially donate it. So yeah,
I love it.
It depends on the situation and your circumstances and having, again, coming back to that compassion for other people and realizing that not everybody operates out of your worldview and your life experiences and your unique situations. And that's okay.
It's totally okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I think a good question that you could ask yourself is, what do I need right now? And when you're going towards a goal, so eating or needing groceries or needing employment or whatever it is, what is it that I need right now? And then you can decide which avenue you take to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was awesome, Kirst. So thank you. That's really, really helpful, I think. If for no one else, for me, and it's been a free therapy session to ask some helpful questions when making decisions.
So what is it that you need right now, Amy, other than sleep?
Yeah, sleep.
Why? What was going on? Do you want to share or not?
Oh, no, just insomnia. I don't get it very often, but I've had two nights in the last seven nights of zero sleep, and it's exhausting. So sometimes if I've had insomnia, I'm lucky in it today where I've got nothing on, so I can then sleep and sleep until lunchtime or something. But not so today. So we'll see if I can sneak a few minutes in. Otherwise, it will be, I don't know, I don't even think I wanted to have a Diet Coke today because I think I'm too scared that I'll have insomnia again tonight and then I'll wish I hadn't had a Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, maybe even staying up until 6 o'clock and then just crashing at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, which is quite possibly what I'll do because the last one was like five nights ago. So I have had sleep for four nights. So that is what am I needing? I'm just needing sleep and space. So no pressure. We're just, you know, buying lunch. Yes. Letting the kids take an hour off homeschooling to get our flu shots and not stressing. When they said it, when we're there, can we get some dessert as well? I was like, sure, don't care, happy, do it. Yeah. But that might change tomorrow. Tomorrow it might be like, no, we're having toasted cheese sandwiches because we're trying to save money. So I think there's such freedom to switch and change to whatever you need.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always good to be self-aware about why you're making decisions. Like, and having that grace and freedom to make that decision, but to be aware of why it is that you're making that decision, you know? So for instance, I think it's always good to try and figure out why it is that you're making that decision. You know, is it because you're tired and you just can't be bothered? Is it because you're grumpy? Is it because you're happy? You know, are you eating?
Are you dopey?
Are you dopey? Because then you can get, you can have grace for yourself.
Sorry.
And grace for your podcast partner when she's just laughing at you.
No, it's just like I'm Slave and the Seven Dwarfs. It's funny. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm together. I'm good.
Are you not?
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm good now.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm pulling it together. It's all good.
No, I'm just going to wait until you have got it all together.
All right. Now, can you hear my sensible voice coming in now? Now I'm Doc. I've gone from silly to Doc.
I'm just waiting to see if you crack yourself laughing at yourself again.
Sorry, everybody. Okay. No sleep makes Amy easily to push over the edge person.
Yes. Okay. So as I was saying, it's good to be self-aware so that you can have grace for yourself when you, instead of beating yourself up around decisions that you may look back on with regret. Or for instance, if you go to eat a whole box of Tim Tams, if you can figure out why it is that you're wanting to eat the whole box of Tim Tams, you can perhaps make a different choice in the moment, or you can have grace for yourself and go, you know what, it is what it is today.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's really important to understand what's motivating you to make whatever choice can have greater understanding of yourself.
Yeah, and then what do you need as well? Not just what's motivating you, but is that what you need? Because sometimes what you do need is a box of chocolates, but sometimes you just need to have a big glass of water, a cup of tea, and a talk to your bestie.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you exactly. Awesome.
What are you grateful for?
Oh, What am I grateful for? I am grateful.
I know, I sprung it on you. We've never done this before in our ISO episodes. It was understandable that you hadn't thought of anything.
Oh, you're funny, funny, funny. I am grateful for the beautiful weather that Sydney is having at the moment. Means that I can get to go out in the morning and go for a hit of cricket in the park and some basketball hoops in the park on beautiful sunny mornings. So that's what I'm grateful for. How about you?
Lovely. I am grateful for the creativity of restaurateurs that instead of closing down their restaurants, which everyone kind of initially thought they would have to do, I am really enjoying when we don't feel like cooking, being able to get Uber Eats or get, you know, Japanese for lunch today. When I go and get takeaway for a meal, I always say thank you for cooking my lunch. So rather than just like, because that's what they're doing, like they're serving me and cooking me lunch because I don't want to cook myself lunch. So it helps me to be grateful when I do that. So restaurateurs, you're the bomb. Thank you.
Yay. Cool. Well, we can't wait to hang out with you on Soulful Sunday tomorrow.
Soulful Sunday. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.